Clicks. See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's that rare. I think the top slated picks in the past couple of years have, whether opting out of the drills or even some of the interview process, it's pretty clear that there's a top one and two in this draft, and then there's some murkiness beyond that. But it makes perfect sense that Kyrie's going to be probably selective in this process.
That's Brian Colangelo, general manager of the Toronto Raptors, commenting on Kyrie Irving's decision to skip on-court drills at the NBA Draft Combine. The NBA Draft is just over a month away, and the action with the NBA is number 10 in this week's countdown, along with some interesting things going on in the world of sports radio, sports talk radio. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio during this hour, and the info comes from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the big publication in the talk radio industry. This week, NBA and sports at number 10.
Number 9.
Sports talk continues into the number 9 item, Major League Baseball. One of the big topics there is the ongoing financial problems of the L.A. Dodgers. Host Michael Steele talked to Tom Schiefer, the man appointed by Major League Baseball to oversee the Dodgers' finances.
Do the Dodgers have enough money to make payroll at the end of the month? Let's bottom line this.
I think that those kind of questions are, I'm going to have to answer them later. But what I'm trying to do here is to get a handle on what the financial situation is with the Dodgers and try to help them in any way we can.
Sure, and you've said already that the way that the team is structured is daunting. Now, there are reports out there that the team may be insolvent by this summer. If they are, what is the league then expected to do?
Well, Major League Baseball has the ability to step in if it is necessary to do so. But that's kind of what we're trying to determine right now, is what the situation is, and try to figure out what is the best solution for the Dodgers and for Major League Baseball. This is an iconic franchise. It is one that has a huge history, that a great legacy, not only for baseball, but for America. And
sure.
It is in the best interest of baseball and the best interest of the Dodgers for that franchise to be healthy again.
Well, let's talk about the health of the franchise on the field as well. You know, it's no secret that the team needs a little bit of help at first base and certainly in their bullpen. Have you already told the GM, Ned Colletti, that he can make deals? Like, I know that you oversee any expense over $5,000. You're not going to get much help at closer with that kind of money.
Well, I've told Ned that he's operating within a budget. It was a budget that was set before I came on board. And as long as he stays in that budget, I'm not much in the picture. But we have also told Ned and the team that if there is a situation in which they're in the race and they need to expand their budget, that we'd be glad to consider it at that point in time.
Number 8.
Up to number 8 on the countdown, the Mississippi River and the flooding. Brian Kilmeade talked to Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana for an update on some of the areas hardest hit by the flooding.
People across Louisiana forced to leave their homes as the Mississippi River continues to rise. Now, the flooding also hurting businesses after shipping traffic on the river was put on hold. And the financial impact on the state could be great. Joining us right now is the Democratic Senator from Louisiana, Senator Mary Landrieu. Thanks so much for joining us, Senator. What could you tell us about the flooding? Thanks. What could you tell us about the flooding today? As of 2 days ago, you were optimistic.
Well, it's a challenge. Across the whole United States, this Mississippi River is really an extraordinary asset, but it can also be challenging at times like this. It, drains 31 states. It drains about 40% of the entire continent, and all that water right now is coming through Louisiana, causing flooding of farmlands. People are having to leave homes. The only positive thing I can say is that the system that's been built by the American taxpayer, $13 billion invested and a little bit more since 1927, seems to be working in the sense of holding the catastrophic to a minimum. And it saved about $300 billion. So wise investments in strong levee systems and flood control seems to be working. But still, Brian, we have a lot of people that have been affected in a negative way.
Coming up, Debates are heating up over immigration reform and the debt ceiling. Both items are up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gran to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Immigration reform number 7 on the countdown. From affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, talk host Rocky D rants about his solution to the problem of illegal immigrants in South Carolina after a local man was killed by a hit and run and the driver turned out to be here illegally. And when the driver was arrested and asked why he didn't stop when he hit the man, he said, "Why should I stop? It wasn't my car."
Illegal aliens are here not just to get jobs. They're here to defy United States law. They are here to put harm upon you, my friends. They're here to kill you and your loved ones. Let's put it straight out there. They're not here to better their lives. They're here to make things better for them by killing you. Do you understand? This guy ran down, actually smashed into, Linda's son. Left him laying there on the side of the road and then told the judge, "Not my car, why should I stop?" Only reason he was turned in, a Crime Stopper tip, spotted his car and maybe knew who he was and got the license plate. And thank God the cops actually tracked him down. Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we put them in a boat, bring them out to the middle of the ocean and drop them out adrift? And let that message get back to south of the border that that's what happens when you come here illegally. You can come here legally all you want, and you get all the benefits of being a visitor, a tourist, a temporary worker with your green card, as they call it, or whatever you got to do. But you come here illegally, we will put harm upon you. It's the only way that these bums, these third world dregs from south of the border and other places who come from places where they pee in their own drinking water and call it a day. It's the only way that these people will ever understand we're serious. Now, folks, do you understand me? This woman's son is dead. And he wouldn't be dead right now if this guy wasn't here illegally a few years ago. He should never have been here.
Absolutely.
If the U.S. government, Linda, had done their job with this punk who's now in jail for killing your son, if they had done their job in the first place, your son would very likely be alive right now. Maybe it's time that we, as Americans, make a law that says we will treat illegal aliens here the same way illegal aliens are treated in their native country. You know what happens to you if you're an illegal alien in Mexico, if you're not just a illegal visitor or a tourist. You know what happens to you? They take everything away from you and throw you in jail. It's time to do it. These Hispanic and Latino groups that call themselves that, they want to lump in all Hispanics with illegals. No. I grew up with Hispanics in my neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. Not all of them were illegal. In fact, I don't know any of them that were, really. Not back then. They're not illegal aliens. They want to lump that in there and call racism. See, they want to scream racism. Well, that's a bunch of bunk. Not buying it, okay? So here's what we need to do. And we need to put a law on the books that if you rent a home or an apartment to an illegal alien and we know that you knew it, I mean, this person wasn't snuck in by someone else and was only there a day or two before you knew, you know what I'm saying? You go to jail. That's right, you landlords. You go to jail for harboring illegals. And you will pay a fine, a huge one, out of your personal debt, okay? Because your company's not at fault. You are. You will pay a huge fine to anyone that illegal alien has harmed. You want to stop illegal immigration in this nation? That's how you do it.
Number six.
The budget and the debt ceiling are number six on the countdown. Talk host Tom Rotan speaking with Congressman Bill Johnson about the debt ceiling, which we hit earlier this week, you may recall. He thinks we need to do something about it.
Let's talk about the debt ceiling. It was hit on Monday. What does that mean long term here for the U.S.? I mean, a lot of people are concerned we're going to default. A lot of people are concerned, well, maybe we shouldn't raise this thing because we want to get spending under control. What are you saying?
Well, I can tell you that getting spending under control is step number one. That's absolutely a certainty. We're sort of in uncharted territory here. We have raised the debt ceiling in the past multiple times, but I don't think that it has gotten the attention of the American people like it has this time. So the outcry across the nation to be very guarded about this decision is indicative of what the American people are concerned about, the out-of-control spending. So I can assure you that for me personally, I'll be voting no to increase the debt ceiling without some serious, serious fiscal reform and spending cuts. A clean debt ceiling is just not going to happen in my regard.
Yeah. People are talking about doom and gloom, though. I mean, if this thing's not raised, do you not feel that way? I mean, if Republicans hold firm on this thing and absolutely nothing gets done, does that bring about the end of time?
Well, Tom, I think there's a lot of uncertainty around that. America has never defaulted on our obligations, neither do the obligations that we've made internationally. I mean, certainly borrowing money is not something that the federal government should be doing, but the fact is that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never defaulted on those payments. Neither have we defaulted on the payments to the American people. Sure, we've reached the debt limit before, but the idea of simply not making those payments, this is a new discussion. So I don't think anyone knows what that's going to do and what the international response would be if we were to reach that.
Coming up, two of the biggest names dropped out of the presidential race this week, and the IMF chief has resigned following his arrest in Manhattan earlier this week. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 5, the 2012 GOP hopeful list. Host Steve Scott talks to Jerry Selb from the Wall Street Journal about the reaction to decisions from both Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump that they are just not going to run.
Jerry, are the Republicans running out of candidates?
No, they'll have plenty of candidates. What's happened here, though, is that it looked just some weeks ago as if there might be an exceptionally large group of Republican candidates, and now we're just down to a normal-sized Republican field. And the interesting question is how much might it still grow back, as people who aren't in now think that the departure of some people, you know, Haley Barbour, for example, and Donald Trump, and particularly Mike Huckabee, opened some lanes for them to get back into the race or get in, whereas once they were undecided. And we'll find in the next few weeks whether that is a big draw or only a small draw.
Okay, on that note, I'll bring up the C word. Chris Christie has said over and over he won't run. Could a vacuum at the top change his mind?
I don't think so. I actually think he has said with some authority and with, you know, with regularity that he doesn't think this is his year, he's not ready, and I think he'll stick to that. He's actually seems to be working behind the scenes a little bit more to get another governor, Mitch Daniels from Indiana, to jump in. Mitch Daniels is probably the guy that most people in the Republican establishment most want to get into the field, and I think Chris Christie is part of the Mitch Daniels bandwagon as opposed to his own right now.
Who else is out there? I know some are more serious names than others, I suppose.
Right. Well, I think the other name besides Mitch Daniels that people are talking about right now is Michelle Bachmann, a conservative congresswoman from Minnesota, who I think probably will get in. She's not well-known around the country, but she's certainly well-known to Republican conservatives who like her. And the departure of Mike Huckabee, particularly in Iowa, where you know Mike Huckabee was going to attract a lot of social conservatives and religious Republicans, that's kind of Michelle Bachmann's audience, and I think Huckabee out probably means Bachmann in.
The president has had a pretty good past couple of weeks. Osama bin Laden dead, oil prices coming down. Could that influence all these GOP decisions not to run?
I kind of think that these are broader decisions that have a lot more to do with kind of the overall shape of the race and people's individual concerns rather than the state of affairs right now for Barack Obama. Look, the reality is if you're a Republican thinking about this, you know it's tough to beat an incumbent president, but you also know this is going to be a president who runs with an exception. exceptionally high unemployment rate. It probably won't be below 8%, and that's tough going for any incumbent. So I think the big conditions of the race haven't changed all that much. I think the decisions people are making now have less to do with the current state of affairs than broader trends.
Number four.
Number four item on the countdown is the case against the chief of the International Monetary Fund. NBC's Jeff Rossin reports from outside the courthouse about Dominique Strauss-Kahn's resigning his position with the fund while still denying the sexual assault charges.
We have a producer inside of the courtroom right now who is literally sending his emails just about every 10 seconds or so. News of that indictment, timing is everything, right, came down during this bail hearing. In fact, the defense announced that he's just been indicted. The defense is arguing to the judge, look, he wasn't trying to skip town after this alleged encounter. Instead, he had bought his ticket, well, you know, days and days earlier. He had not just bought his ticket and tried to leave. They're also saying that he will live with his wife, who has rented an apartment here in New York City. And I've just gotten this. They're proposing that he live in an apartment monitored by video cameras, a monitoring bracelet, and an armed guard. The DA is saying he doesn't have the right to bail, arguing to the judge, in the DA's words, this defendant has a propensity for criminal conduct, speaking about all of the other alleged cases back in France, including the woman in 2002, who says he sexually attacked her. And so we are still awaiting word on whether bail will be granted to him or not, or whether he's heading back to Rikers.
The IMF case, that's the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. You can contact us by going to DougSteffen.com, click on the Facebook logo, or just send an email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Recapping now, NBA number 10, Major League Baseball 9, flooding on the Mississippi number 8, number 7, immigration reform, number 6, the battle over the budget, and the 2012 Republican presidential candidate list getting shorter is number 5, and the IMF case is number 4. That leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing things that matter in talk with the week ending Friday, May 20th in the focus. Up to number three on the countdown, the aftermath of the death of Osama bin Laden. Talk host Bill Cunningham here with military analyst Colonel Cedric George. And the focus is whether or not it's time, since bin Laden is dead, for us to get out of Afghanistan.
Having spent 10 years, a couple thousand American lives, 20,000 wounded, $150 to $200 billion, is it now time to say goodbye to Afghanistan?
Not yet, in two words. The reason for that is we've got a lot of geostrategic interests that coincide with that particular landmass, and the fact that we were able to get bin Laden, here the early part of this month on the 1st of May, that was a very, very big deal, and that is basically the beginning of the end, if we prosecute it correctly, of al-Qaeda and also the Taliban in its most virulent form, if we do this the right way. But what we're faced with right now is a major Taliban offensive that has started in the southern part, particularly around Kandahar, which is their old stronghold. And what we have to do is we have to be very, very careful with this, because we cannot be perceived to be leaving that country in any way, shape, or form, that resembles a defeat. And that is the big issue.
Well, how many more years will it take?
Well, you know, if we do it right, we should probably plan on leaving in about a year and a half, but we shouldn't tell anybody that that's what we're going to do. And that's kind of hard to do politically, especially with an election year, you know, coming up next year, as you're well aware. But from a geostrategic and a foreign policy perspective, that's what we need to do if we want to, first of all, send a message to the Iranians, keep sending messages to the Pakistanis, and to all the other players that are out there in Asia and Central Asia. And the big issue there is that we need to make sure that our forces can train the Afghan forces to at least a level where they can take care of their own. And then after that particular point in time is reached, then, of course, it's up to them. We don't want to go into the same situation as the Russians did or the British before them. We don't want to be part of that graveyard of empires that Afghanistan is so famous for being. But what we do want to do is we want to make sure that we leave in a way that that shows that we meant business, that we could come back if we ever had to, but that we really don't want to, and that we have given it up over to them in a strong way instead of a weak way.
You know, Colonel Layton, 10 years is a very long time in war. We have spent more time in Afghanistan than the Civil War, World War I, and World War II put together.
And
if we spend 10 years at battle with itinerant Taliban peasants, and after 10 years we have not succeeded in the mission, one might assume that the U.S. military is already lost and no one has told them yet.
Well, the big idea here is that if you put it in perspective, although the time frame has been a lot longer than almost every other conflict that we've been engaged in, the casualty rate is actually much lower. Now, every casualty is a tragedy, and every casualty is something that we should do everything in our power to prevent. That's absolutely true. But given the fact that we're on Iran's doorstep in this particular case, China is obviously looking with very great interest at what goes on here. We're very close to Middle Eastern oil. We're very close to all of the sea lanes of communication, as they call them, the big transit points that take trade from one part of the world to the other. All of that has to play a role in what we do. But the big footprint, those kinds of things, that's something that I think everybody in the military is aware that we as a nation don't want to do that. We do not want to be a part of a long-term occupation of another country. We don't want to be a long-term presence in any part of the world, especially if there is a great deal of question about our being welcome.
Radio host Lou Pate talking about the folks at Disney leaping in, capturing what's sure to be a lucrative marketing opportunity within 2 weeks of the death of bin Laden.
Disney has got the copyrights reserved for the term SEAL Team 6. Why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I go on LegalZoom.com and for $89 secure the name SEAL Team 6? Now, Disney owns it for movies, for TV, for hats, for T-shirts, for bumper stickers, for keychains, for any type of merchandise available. If you or me or Chris was producing the show, if we were all smart enough to jump online and secure that patent, or that copyright, I should say, Disney would be knocking on your door right now, probably asking you how many millions, and we're talking double figures here, millions, do you want to sell that term, Navy SEAL Team 6? Oh, why don't I think of these things? And I thought the guy who was printing T-shirts up and made 120 grand in 2 days was smart after bin Laden was killed. No, Disney. Leave it to Mickey Mouse.
Up next, number two, the president's Middle East policy here on the Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could say when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and I'm Doug Steffen. Number two on the countdown this week is President Obama's Middle East policy. NBC's Andrea Mitchell talks with analyst Aaron Miller about the president's speech late in the week on the changes sweeping through the Middle East.
Too much, too little, not enough, overbuild, too much hype. What's your response?
You know, I think the speech was an effort to inject some consistency in a policy that many people, including myself, had criticized the administration as a kind of whack-a-mole strategy. You had 1,000 different revolutions, and they were responding in 1,000 different ways. And I think the president did that. I mean, he struck a pretty good balance between principles on one hand and the need to be pragmatic on the other, encouraging the Democrats, warning and in some cases punishing the dictators. On that piece of it, I think he did okay.
In terms of warning the dictators, he has slapped Assad with sanctions but not called for him to step down. And this is part of his warning.
We will not tolerate aggression across borders, and we will keep our commitments to friends and partners. Yet we must acknowledge that a strategy based solely upon the narrow pursuit of these interests will not fill an empty stomach or allow someone to speak their mind. A failure to change our approach threatens a deepening spiral of division between the United States and the Arab world.
So he's trying to put a frame around it. He's trying to show some broad policy. Yet at the same time, they do say they have to take each state, each country, individually.
Right. I mean, great powers can behave inconsistently and hypocritically. That's part of a job description of a great power. But here the president has a problem. Because in Libya, Gaddafi willfully kills his people, and we send NATO in. In Syria, for the last 2 months, Assad willfully kills his, and we won't even recall the ambassador. So there's a glaring contradiction there. And I would argue he could have been tougher. We're still enamored of the Assads. We hope that somehow they will be different. And we fear what will come after them.
Hasn't he crossed a divide, though, with the speech, the sanctions, and the decision in the last couple of days that Assad has really gone too far and that we just have to move past him and hope that this kind of pressure will force him out?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting closer. And the reality is, over the long term, the arc of the Assads may go south. But for the moment, there's no evidence that this regime is going to crack.
is he putting enough pressure elsewhere in the region on the Palestinian-Israeli front? You negotiated for, I think, a dozen years trying to win progress there under different presidents, and you know how difficult it is. But now it really is fraught with Palestinian divide, merged Hamas and Fatah, Netanyahu arriving tomorrow, refusing to sit down, understandably, some would argue, with Hamas, as long as Hamas threatens Israel's existence. How do you bridge that gap?
Well, in the last 20 months, clear you don't. I mean, Harry Truman described this as a 100-year headache, which is exactly what it is. And right now, you're right, big gaps on the issues, weak leaders, an uncertain regional environment. But in the middle of it all, you have Barack Obama, who is determined yet still to do or say something significant. And they tried to find the balance. On one hand, they talked about June 6, 7 borders. On the other, they didn't talk about Jerusalem or refugees, which was a bone to the prime minister.
From another one of our affiliates, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Alan Laudell talks to CBS's Edward Uranian in Cairo about Middle Eastern reaction to the president's speech.
The president of the United States delivering a wide-ranging speech on the Middle East, but will it change anything? CBS News Middle East reporter Edward Uranian monitoring things from Cairo, Egypt. Edward?
Yes, Alan. Well, all three Arab satellite channels are carrying the speech live. The president is on the screens right now, and Arabiya TV is running headlines from it, as the others are as well. But anyway, I don't think the general public is really captivated by the speech this time around. 2 years ago, shy 3 weeks, he was here in Cairo in June 2009, and that did elicit quite a bit of enthusiasm. I remember that when his helicopter put down, everyone was talking about it. The streets had been prepared for him. Today, the Egyptian press doesn't even run the story on its front pages, although they are mentioning that he was asking the Syrian president to either change or step down. People this morning that I asked were telling me, yes, the U.S. is playing, one person said the U.S. is playing a dirty game in the Middle East. Another said, well, we don't really care about the U.S. that much. It's the people themselves that are going to be deciding their futures around here. I think the big problem is trying to be liked by the Arab public. I don't know that we necessarily should be trying to be liked by the people of the Arab world, because the bottom line is they won't be happy unless we hand them Israel on a silver platter, and I don't think we are prepared to do that, and nor do I think we should do that.
Talk host Bruce St. James, Rob Hunter, and Pamela Hughes talked about the president's speech on the Middle East and what our obligation to the Middle East really is.
We're talking about Egypt. We're talking about Tunisia. We're talking about Syria, and apparently there's a different policy for every single one of these countries. That's kind of how it works. Our Middle Eastern policy is we don't really have a Middle Eastern policy. There is something different for Israel than there is for Yemen. There's something different for Bahrain than there is for Egypt. You could say, why, that's really good because they're all individual countries. You could make that argument, or you could say, apparently we make it up as we go along. And I tend to fall into the latter of the two camps, that we make it up as we go along.
Well, and that shows the complexities of it, and trying to figure out what each country's sensibilities are, what they respond to, and you know, various things that go on in our democracy. You couldn't compare our democracy to any other country in the world.
No, but the president today is going to try to make the case to you, the American people, to us, right, that at a time of, we all know, economic uncertainty, and again, I'm trying to be fair in this country, at a time when we are facing record deficits, at a time when we are bumping up against and have reached our debt limit, at a time where we have uncertainty in a variety of different ways when it comes to that, that we, the American people, need to give billions with a B, dollars to Middle Eastern countries in the hope of what?
Well, I mean,
this is where I don't know. In the hope of what?
are we morally obligated as a country to grow democracy in other parts of the world? I mean, I think that's what the question is.
Well, and does billions of dollars equate to growing democracy? And I would argue that democracy has sprouted without our money in some areas, and that history shows that places that we've poured billions of dollars into have become lawless places without a hint of democracy anywhere near them. So apparently, giving money to people isn't a good enough encouragement for democracy taking root.
Okay, that leaves us at number one. We'll talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife. That's the big deal this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number one on the countdown, the scandal involving Arnold Schwarzenegger, his former housekeeper, and their child, and his wife. On Fox, Greta Van Susteren talked to Gloria Allred about the legal implications for Arnold over the scandal.
Gloria, you've been a champion for women and causes like this for many years. And I can't think to myself, is there anything that you could theoretically challenge or go after Arnold Schwarzenegger for? There's been no crime, right?
No crime, but I can say that if the mother of this newly acknowledged child would like to assert some legal rights against Arnold, it may be possible for her to do so. The problem is there are still very sketchy reports about what the facts are. Now, it's interesting, because in the divorce documents, which apparently were released today, the divorce from her husband, and she was married, she indicates that there were no children of the marriage. And yet, apparently, she's indicating she allegedly was married at the time that she conceived. So she's not lying to the court that she didn't have a child by her then husband. The issue is, if he's been paying support to her secretly for many years, that is Arnold, has she ever attempted to establish paternity of the child legally? And if she has not, could she do so now? And that depends on a lot of factors under California law. But those are some of the interesting legal issues at play here.
All right. Well, he is certainly this certainly is no crime. Let me emphasize again, he is certainly amoral. I think that's pretty safe to say. I think most people would agree. But I'm sort of curious. I'm suspicious, and I don't know. Is that for, what's being reported is that Governor Schwarzenegger told his wife in early January, early part of the year, and she didn't move out until just recently, and the newspapers didn't pick it up until recently. And so I'm thinking, why in the world would he suddenly have told her in the early part of the year? I'm suspicious that the mother of the child took a run at him for money.
Well, you know, there are all kinds of possibilities. Maybe the mother of the child didn't feel that he was properly supporting the child, or that she should have an increase in support. Maybe she felt that the child needed to be acknowledged publicly. Maybe she felt, and apparently she said in her Facebook page that it's being reported, that she was feeling that perhaps he was ashamed of the child and ashamed of her. And that, of course, would be complete disrespect for the child. And maybe she just couldn't stand having the secret anymore. Maybe the press found out. I don't know. There are lots of maybes. But what's interesting is apparently coinciding with that is that her employment was terminated. The first report was that she retired. Now another report says she didn't want to go, but that he made her go, that Maria then found out about the same time.
TMZ's Gary Truck talked to host John Gambling about more of the recently revealed details of this scandal.
Have you found out anything in the last 5 minutes?
There's always something new going on with Arnold as of lately. So the most recent stuff is Maria Shriver actually lawyered up, and she hired one of the biggest divorce lawyers in town, in L.A., Laura Watzer. And she hasn't, there's been no filings or anything yet, but I mean, it's kind of a clear sign once you partner up with a big divorce lawyer like that.
This story is so bizarre because when you think about what it must have been like in the mansion, when you've got Maria pregnant, it turns out, and then you've got this Mildred Bienna pregnant at exactly the same time. She's still in the house, still working for the Schwarzeneggers, right?
Exactly. Yes, she worked. So she worked for the family even after she gave birth. She worked for them for like 12 years after.
Right. And I would think that at some time she probably brought the little kid over to the house.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, Arnold was very kind of involved in this kid's life. And Maria, too, in fact, we put up a story this morning that Arnold actually paid for, so the housekeeper's sister's daughter had a quinceañera, when they turned 15, a little celebration, and Arnold footed the bill for the whole thing, showed up, and it was like, you know, a family event. Arnold and Maria showed up, and Arnold even spoke at the event.
And
the whole time he's there, the love child is actually at the event as well.
Of course.
So, I mean, it's crazy.
The Arnold scandal, number one. Recapping, NBA number 10, Major League Baseball at 9, Mississippi River floods at 8, number 7, immigration reform, number 6, the battle over the budget, the Republican presidential candidate list, number 5 on the countdown, the IMF chief case, number 4, the aftermath of the death of bin Laden, number 3, number 2, President Obama's Middle East policy, and number 1, the Arnold Schwarzenegger scandal. If you want to follow these stories in more detail, check it out. The countdown box is at DougStephan.com. That's what's happening this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.